and now the time to leave has come. The thought of danger has preoccupied the lively family of Ornithomimid scribes. They have been scurrying about, packing scrolls and ink in heavy wooden cases, and filling many cork-lined baskets with enormous quantities of strong-smelling smoked eel and shark meat. I have absolutely no taste for either.
This is their annual journey north to the Habitat Conference near Treetown.
The route leads through the heart of danger.
Such preparations, a full week was required. I spent 2 days simply fastening the stiff buckles joining the overlapping plates of armor for our Apatosaurus, whose name is Koro Gadinga. By mid-morning of the day of our departure, sharp-spined Styracosaurus escorts had arrived. Bix, I'm beginning to realize just how dangerous this journey will be.
Oh, good for you, Arthur.
But Will and I aren't warriors, nor do we have weapons.
Oh, Arthur, this is an invitation, not a challenge.
It isn't. And what of the Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Oh, Tyrannosaurus Rex is not evil.
No.
No. Only hungry by nature.
Ah, well, that's encouraging.
No. They have no love for society and no stomach for green food.
So?
So that is why we carry fish.
I don't find that very reassuring.
Oh, no, fish and diplomacy. These are our two strong points.
The convoy lurched into motion with a slow, rocking gait. We came to a drawbridge, the only crossing into the lawless jungle. The bridge had been engineered after the fashion of sauropod neck bones, so that after we crossed over and Koro stepped off, the vertebral supports contracted and the bridge sprang back up like a pine branch. No retreat was possible. The hundreds of pounds of fish and armor kept Koro to a deliberate shuffle. Long past midday, we moved through a grove of lofty lepidodendron trees. Suddenly, Koro lifted her head to the level of the treetops, fixed a gaze forward, and then wheeled around, with us clinging to our seats so that her whip-like tail could sweep the perimeter of the ground as an angry cat's tail will sweep the grass. At the same moment, snorting and bellowing, the Styracosaurus guards backed up into a circle around our unprotected quarter, presenting to the dark wall of jungle a fearsome row of horns. With a heavy, bounding gait that shook the ground, a Tyrannosaurus Rex broke into the full sunlight. Close upon our circle, it paused, eyeing us hungrily, opening its terrific jaws and clashing its teeth.
Roar, Will! Stand ready to cut free the baskets of fish! Arthur, try to plant the scribes!
Bix, where are you going?
Over the side!
Father, Bix is going to attack the Tyrannosaurus!
I don't think so. She's speaking to the monster by name.
It looks confused.
I can only compare her naive bravado to that of a squirrel whose nut has fallen to the feet of a passerby. Each time, a rising rumble or a clack of jaws from the giant beast was checked by a burst of scolding from Bix. One by one, the baskets broke open as they hit the ground, while we edged away, leaving the creature to gorge.
Arthur, give me a hand.
Here, I'll help you. Back up in the saddle.
We did it.
Bix, what on earth did you say?
Oh, we made a deal.
You did?
I told him he could have our snacks if he promised to leave alone the herd of defenseless prosauropods coming through tomorrow.
I see why you're an ambassador, but Bix, isn't that rather a hazardous defense against such a creature?
Oh, no. You just have to speak their language, so to speak.